You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
If you've ever been skunked, or your dog skunked, or your cat skunked,
oof.
It's a horrific thing, as Joey would say. And, of course, we all think that tomato juice is the easy go-to solution. It is not. And Joey will tell you why in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. We'll head back to the phones for your calls. Toll free at 1-866-405-8405 for Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani. And a short check of the news just around the corner. What do you have coming up?
What happens when you invite over 1,000 dogs to a baseball game?
I heard about this. This is so cool. If you haven't heard about this.
How fun would that be?
I'd want to be there.
Long as it's in a stadium and not my house.
That's on the backyard, yeah.
Yes. We'll find out more about that in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to the phones for your calls. Well, good afternoon, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm so pleased to get your call.
Where are you calling from?
Arroyo Grande, California.
Boy, we're getting lots of calls right around this area. You must be listening on KVEC.
You bet. And you know, it's a great station, and they've just undergone some changes, and I'm so excited that they've kept the best of the best. So there you go.
There you go. Well, I think we've actually been on this station, I think, at least a decade now. So yeah. We're very happy to be a part of
That's
KVEC.
Great.
So what's going on? How can we help you? I have the whole team here for you.
Oh, terrific. We need a whole team.
Uh-oh.
So it's a household with my daughter and I, and I have had two chihuahuas. One is 4 and one's 3. It's mama and baby. I mean, literally. And then we have several cats, and the cats aren't the issue. We brought in a new rescue border terrier puppy in June, and he got along great with the chihuahuas until he got bigger than them. And then now they're, you know, and they played and they cleaned each other and did their ears and all that stuff, and it was great fun. But all of a sudden he got more, I don't say aggressive, but assertive in his play style. Okay. So they now turn it the other way and leave the room when they see him coming in.
Okay.
And we've tried, you know, we give them treats and we give them all love and all that stuff. And we just need to know if it's a puppy stage or something we should do to kind of control his aggressiveness with the play style, which they do not appreciate.
Okay, now you see aggressiveness, so I just need a little clarification. So meaning he's rambunctious, like he kind of bounds on them, leaps on them, and it's something they don't appreciate, or is it actually gotten to bites and growls and
no,
something more
say
like that?
No, I would say what you said the first
okay.
part.
Okay.
It's just too rough a play for them. And they okay. are neutered females, and he's a neutered male, and he's probably going on 4 or 5 months now.
All right.
Old.
Well,
yeah.
You've got two different demographics going on. You've got the adolescent boy right now. Okay, we put this in kid terms. We've got the adolescent boy, and you've got the 20-year-old college-age girls. So do they want to hang out and play a lot together in the human world? Maybe some, but maybe their level of interaction together is going to be limited, and it isn't always realistic to expect those two different communities, if you will, to get along and to play and to interact in the same manner. So, you know, yes, the trick is to try to figure out some common ground. And that might mean a couple things. That might mean that we work on rewarding the patience of the gals, and then we work on expending this boyish energy that he has and try to just kind of burn that down a little bit. And then hopefully we can find some common ground. But I don't think the goal right now that you should be focused on is to try to get them to lay next to each other in the same room and say, oh, all is nice, because that might just be a bit unrealistic for his age and his exuberance that he has. And being of a border terrier, I mean, they are a go, 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 go. So terriers are all about doing, sniffing, getting into things. And that just might be a bit more than the girls want to have happen. So I do like the idea of treats and rewards, but I would treat and reward the girls when he's around. So just the fact that he's around, maybe interacting in the same room, that's a great reason to give them a treat. I wouldn't just give them a treat for no good reason. I would make sure we try to pair that physical presence of the other dog with something good comes to them, whether it's a special treat, some special love, whatever it might be that your dogs enjoy. But I really think the big thing is for this young fella is to get him worn out. And that might mean finding some activity that is good for him to just kind of burn that energy down, whether that's going to a play group, like a puppy kindergarten class, a doggy daycare, I said playgroups, taking him out for long, extensive walks, playing ball. Some little terriers excel at things like fly ball, which is kind of a retrieving game with balls where they have to do a relay race, and that could be a great thing as well. So something to give him some physical activity and stimulation so that when you do have them all together, you can kind of expect hopefully the interaction will be a little bit more in a subdued level for him.
Oh, exactly. And I think we're both on the same track. So thank you very much for that. He started daycare a couple of days a week just today.
Awesome.
And,
good.
Yeah, so we started a dog. Anyway, so I think so. Just kind of try to tire him out.
Exactly. And, you know, in recognizing when his behavior starts to kind of amp up, and if that means kind of interjecting yourself into the equation, you see that he kind of gets that. Some puppies get kind of a crazy puppy look around where they look like they're just going to.
It's on the hunt, kind of, which is his natural. You know, it's like, okay, calm down. You know, so he just gets him to overwhelm like a little kid at bedtime. You know, he just gets
wind.
Okay.
You got it. So I'm glad it's all innocent and it's playful, because that is totally workable. And I would see that these guys are going to, you know, be pals down the road. But, yeah, he's just kind of that annoying little brother right now.
I appreciate it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your personal call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening, Heather. We appreciate it. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Cute.
Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. Thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio.